It's been 7 weeks since a series of ferocious tornadoes tore through western Kentucky and surrounding areas, killing 90 people and making hundreds more homeless. Kentucky's governor and President Biden have promised whatever is needed to rebuild. William Brangham recently returned to the town of Mayfield and found a community struggling to get back on its feet.
Nearly 2 months on, it's still jarring to see block after block of utter destruction. Over 1,000 homes and businesses were hit by one of the most severe tornadoes this area had seen in decades. Survivors now live in hotels or state parks or with family far away. Huge hydraulic metal cutters pick through the wreckage, but they seem dwarfed by the scale of the work still to be done.
It's kind of like, and I hate to compare it to this, but it's like if you lose a member of your family and you go to a funeral and everybody shows up for the funeral and then they leave the next day and you're sitting there in silence in your home and everyone's gone, but you're still suffering. That's what this town is doing.
This is the fairgrounds.
Joanna Schroer is the local constable in Mayfield, and since the tornado hit, she's become something of a one-woman relief effort.
Do you guys have any medical supplies back here?
I don't think so.
Plenty of gauze bandages, medical tape.
Hunting through mountains of donated goods, Schroer is trying to steer this generous tide.
That's adorable.
Towards the very specific needs of her community.
And I found this little toy here. Joanna?
Amanda, nice to meet you.
Amanda, I have stuff for you. Is your son here?
Yes, he is here.
So you're doing a whole lot better than what I was doing.
This young man in bed broke his leg in multiple places doing volunteer cleanup. He can't work now, and his family is struggling. Schroer brought bags of medical supplies for his mom to use.
And when I got that phone call, I was really scared. And
the people that I work with every day, they're mentally hopeful because the news keeps telling them to be hopeful. But the reality of it is they're in despair. Face to face, one-on-one, they're scared. They're very scared. They're scared what tomorrow is going to bring.
FEMA says almost 15,000 Kentuckians have registered for help. It and other federal agencies have given out over $35 million in loans and grants in the state. A quarter of that went to housing assistance and repair. And 1 million cubic yards of debris, that's about two-thirds the volume of the Houston Astrodome, has already been removed. There's another 3 million still to go. The needs are everywhere.
Right now, you let us help you.
Including another person Schroer is helping. Chance Pitts was injured by the tornado. He lost two cars, his job, and he's running out of money. Pitts worked at the candle factory in Mayfield that was completely flattened by the tornado. After the collapse, several employees claimed supervisors told them that if they left work in advance of the storm, they could lose their jobs. A state investigation is underway, and a class action lawsuit has been filed. Pitts isn't part of that suit. Company owners deny those accusations and say none of their supervisors told people they had to stay.
I was told by people there that they was not able to leave, so I did not ask to leave that day because I was more worried about having a job to support my family.
Pitts says that when the roof blew off, a large cinder block wall fell on him and several others, trapping them inside a pile of debris.
I'm sandwiched between the floor, other people underneath me, the walls, and all the metal on top of me. As soon as it first happened, I prayed to God to let me live. And then after I got done, I was able to reach into my pocket and call my wife and told her that I loved her and I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it home.
What did she say back to you?
To please not say that. And I told her that I didn't want to say it, but we was getting crushed by the moment.
Pitts was trapped inside that building for 5.5 hours. Among the 8 people who died in the factory that night, one of them was right underneath Pitts.
He has a strong sense of guilt. He feels that he should have been able to save her as he was trying so hard to save everyone that was in that compartment with him.
But he helped hold up a wall to protect all those other people.
That's correct. But you can save 20 and lose one, and you'll worry more about that one than the other 20 because they're already out there with their families. And this woman is not.
I have dreams about it a lot, I will say that.
To this day?
To this day.
The wreckage of the candle factory has now been cleaned away. It seems like one of the fastest cleanup jobs in the area. We went to the site with Pitts and Schroer.
It's overwhelming.
For Schroer, who hasn't been back here since that first night when she called for help online.
This is the candle factory. This is where the tornado went through. There is nothing left of it.
Coming back today, seeing the place scraped clean was rough for her. For Chance Pitts, the company just announced the factory isn't rebuilding. He and most of the other employees are permanently laid off. Because he worked there just 3 months, he can't file for unemployment.
So what are you doing for money now?
Basically, at this point in time, I'm broke. Living on a prayer, I guess.
And how much longer do you think you can go like that?
Not much longer. And I have to go find another job, even though I got injuries. I'm going to have to work through it, you know what I mean? Bills don't pay themselves.
It's a dilemma that's facing this entire region.
You know, when you look at all of the businesses that have been affected, some of these businesses have moved outside of the city limits. Will they come back? Will they rebuild in Mayfield? I don't know.
Teresa Rochetti Cantrell was Mayfield's mayor for 8 years, and now she runs a large charitable organization in town. She says new money will come in time, but right now, Mayfield is desperate for funds.
I'm probably being aggressive when I say we've lost half of our tax base, but when you look at all of these, everywhere that there was a building, there was a value on that building, and now the value of that building is gone, and so it's going to be valued at just the vacant land. That's a huge deficit for city tax base.
Chance Pitts' experience mirrors much of what's going on in this whole community, damaged, hurt, and struggling to get back on its feet. Constable Schroer says she and lots of others will be here for the long haul.
Let's look at what we need to do tomorrow to make tomorrow better. Because this is not a one-week repair here, or a two-week, or a six-month. This is years. This is years of commitment. And when the fanfare's over, the work is still here and has to be done.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham in Mayfield, Kentucky.